It's the left versus the right. In the right corner, it's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa. In the left corner, Christopher Hahn.
Wow, this was created before you were birthed.
Jimi Hendrix. Good stuff.
Jimmy, I'm thinking of the big three. I was discussing that into the wee hours of the morning. Mm. The Grim Reaper took the big three away.
Yeah, Janis Joplin, right. Jimi Hendrix. Who was the third?
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Oh, Jim Morrison, yeah.
Oh, and let me
I don't know that Jim Morrison was in the same league as those the other two, but he was great. Don't get me wrong.
My God, he was. And let me tell you why. The Grammys were last week.
Yeah.
And you had Lil Nas X, you know, simulating self-pleasurizing on the stage for like 5 minutes.
I did not watch the Grammys last week. New episodes of Better Call Saul were released on Netflix, so I was binging.
Let me take you back to 1969. Were you birthed then?
I was not birthed then,
okay.
No.
You missed it.
I missed out. Okay. My mother was 14 in 1969.
Yeah. First walk on the moon. The Miracle Mets, right, Pete? The Baltimore Orioles.
That would have stung for me. I'm a Yankee.
The Jets, Joe Namath, unbelievably wins the Super Bowl against the Baltimore Colts.
I've met Joe Namath a few times. Great guy.
New York Knicks, Willis Reed off the bench to beat the L.A. Lakers and Will Chamberlain. I mean,
last time the Knicks did anything good.
And then, remember, Woodstock, right? Million strong.
I went to Woodstock in 1994 up there.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah. I went.
But the other event that isn't given a lot of attention, 1969, this young man from Melbourne, Florida, who was a geek when he was growing up, Jim Morrison,
right,
is on the stage at the arena in Miami. There's like 13,000 people there with the Doors. And he is pleasurizing himself on the stage. He's whipping off his shirt.
Right.
The cops come up. They hit him with like six different lewd, lascivious charges. They go overseas to do a concert in France. And then all of a sudden, there's a movement to ban him from being able to return to the country.
He stayed in France.
Yeah, and there was a concert in the Orange Bowl. 30,000 people showed up. A concert for civility. And guess who headlined it? Jackie Gleason. Keep Jim Morrison out of here. He taints our values.
Horrible.
Anita Bryant. Remember, Tropicana orange juice.
Yeah, Anita Bryant, who was basically a woman fascist. Let's just leave it at that.
Kate Smith. So they were.
God bless America.
That's why I hate my beloved Yankees now. They knocked Kate Smith out of the box in 2019 singing God Bless America
well,
in the seventh inning stretch.
Well, it is kind of hokey, right? I mean, it's kind of hokey.
Don't even say that.
I love God Bless America, but, you know, give me Whitney's version. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I would accept that as a replacement.
I'll take it.
Going from one generation to a next generation. But remember,
did she do America the Beautiful? I'd rather have America the Beautiful.
It reminds
me.
I got to tell you a story. So now that we're talking about the Yankees, who I really am
disappointed. They're winning.
No, it ain't about winning
or
losing.
They're beating up the Boston Red Sox
right now.
Since
2019, when they took Kate Smith out, seventh inning stretch, God bless America, I've fallen on hard times with the Yankees. But the Yankees had just won the World Series against the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
And I was doing some of the announcing down at City Hall because guess who was the mayor? My boy, Rudy Giuliani.
I was there, man.
What were you throwing? Wet toilet paper rolls?
I did not hate Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor. I didn't. I don't hate him now. I don't. I think he's made a fool of himself and he's, you know, tarnished his reputation, but I don't hate the guy.
Well, we're going to talk about him later in the laptop.
Sure will,
the laptop from hell.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we're doing the announcing, and to his credit, Mike Francesa of WFAN says, don't bother Curtis, because I was the only non-sports guy there.
Right.
Curtis is my friend. So, you know, he was like the Pope.
Curtis is my friend.
That's right.
It's kind of like you're going to just always talk like you got something in your mouth.
So Tony Bennett, the Astoria kid.
The man.
Is not singing the national anthem. He was singing America the Beautiful.
Which is a great song.
And I extrapolated that because he was a critic of America for quite some time.
Tony Bennett?
Yes, he was. He made some comments that could be taken as anti-American.
So well, only by people who are snowflakes that wilt when anybody criticizes anything they think is, what do you mean you're criticizing something America's doing? Everything we do is great.
So I rail against Tony Bennett. You know, he sang America the Beautiful. He didn't want to sing the national anthem because of certain verses in there. Then I get a call. Who is it? It's the Astoria kid, Tony Bennett.
He called you.
Schmuck, putz. My pipes, I can't hit the high notes anymore in the national
anthem.
It's a
very hard song to sing.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking.
Well, it's not really a song. It was a poem somebody wrote that, you know, somebody put some music to Irish drinking song because we didn't have an anthem going into the first Olympics, actually, back in 1898. We didn't really have an anthem. So we had this great poem that everybody loved by Francis Scott Key. It was not a song. He didn't write it as a song. America the Beautiful was a song that was written to be sung.
So imagine I hear from Tony Bennett, the Astoria kid. I have to come back on the air.
And apologize. You better.
And do a turn. I had to do a spin, a pirouette, and do my mea culpas, mea maxima culpas. By the way.
Did you say to him, I ain't no band leader?
No.
You didn't say that?
Oh, I've made some major faux pas on the radio in 32 years.
You'd have a horse head in your bed. You'd be waking up.
And then I remember I went to Staten Island where they recreated the theater there in the North Shore. Really nice. And I saw Tony Bennett in concert. And I had to do another apology. Mea culpa, maxima culpa. Which reminds me, today is Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
It's one of only 2 days that I go to church each year.
Did
as
you go?
An AMP Catholic. Of course, got the palms.
All right.
And you know what an AMP Catholic stands for?
Easter and Passover?
No.
I don't know.
Ashes on Wednesday, palms on Sunday, and then you don't see me
That's
for a
it.
Month
you
or Sunday.
You don't go on Easter?
No, absolutely not.
All right,
just,
too many people there.
Ash Wednesday, because I like to get the ashes, because then I flex. I walk around and say, RC, real Christians. That's right. We're in charge today. Yeah, I like to flex out.
It's good, because then you could break the Matthew 5 rule, don't wear your religion on your sleeve, right? Right, so you put it on your forehead. It's kind of like a different...
Wait a second, you're educating me. What is the Matthew 5 rule? Please,
Jesus said in Matthew, when you pray, go into the closet and pray. Don't make a show of your religion and your faith among men.
Wow. Yeah. You are good.
You know, all the years
you've been on the Fox News channel.
I've used that many times.
Right, but you've used many citations from the letters of the apostles.
I'm a big Book of Matthew fan. I think Matthew is the liberals' gospel.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
No, well, Matthew itself, because there's a lot of feeding the hungry and taking care of the sick and don't make a show of your religion among men, all the stuff that I believe.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If Matthew, everybody likes to say, if they were alive, you know, if Martin Luther King Jr. were alive,
which
is so ridiculous, how to compare.
He'd be like, what is this box you're talking into while you're walking down the street? What is this strange piece of material?
But you see here in New York City, when
Jesus was alive, he'd be like, what is up with radio? What is this? You want me to come into a studio and talk into a microphone? Where are the people? How am I going to feed them loaves and fishes?
But, as you know, our mayor in New York City, Eric Adams,
if Jesus was alive, he'd be like, you call this a bagel?
By the way, did you notice the price of bagels? They're really going up.
Oh, my God.
Really going up.
You know what? You got to come out to the burbs. Okay, actually driving in today, I got gas for $3.75 a gallon.
Wait, where did you find this?
All over Long Island, man.
Wait a second.
All over Long Island.
So happy days are here again?
My gas station, which I go to my car wash on my way in here today. $3.75 for regular.
So
I get regular.
Inflation is over, right? For you?
No, I wouldn't say inflation's over. I think inflation's still a problem, but it does appear to have stabilized a little bit.
So you're not
at least on Long Island.
You're not going to get
New York City. They'll gouge you any way they can here. That's what they do in the city.
So you're not getting your Elon Musk car now. The fact that he is involved with Twitter.
I will tell you, I did test drive a Tesla about 3 months ago.
What did you think?
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful car. It's futuristic. It's awesome. But I had a hard time. I get seasick. I get motion sickness. And the way that car handles, when I got out of the test drive, I felt a little motion sickness. And I didn't want to have to break in a car for like a month. And then what if I never get over it? So I chose not to buy a Tesla.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, no electric car for you, huh?
No, I mean, I have a perfectly good hybrid. It gets 50 miles to the gallon. It's fantastic. I was thinking about getting rid of it because the dealer keeps offering me almost as much money as I paid for it. I've had it for 3 years. So, you know, I'm thinking about, maybe I'll get a Tesla. I'm thinking about getting that Mustang Mach-E. I test drove one of those.
Ooh, muscle real car. Oh.
Well, no, it's an electric Mustang.
But still, it's a muscle
it's
car.
It's freaking awesome. You would love it. It's a great car.
You and Cuomo. You and the Cuomos. You realize that my Andrew Evilize Cuomo and his brother Fredo, which live not far from
they
you.
Have Corvettes. And yeah, I love a Corvette.
They got GTOs.
Too.
They got muscle cars galore. Yeah. You could actually have drag racing with them out in Southampton.
We'll get tried.
Drive with your Mustang.
There's no drag strip on Long Island. It's a big problem.
Trust me. if the Cuomos want a drag strip, they turn it into a drag strip.
All right, all right.
Would you be down?
I don't have the car for that right now, but I would be if I got the car for it, sure.
If I had my druthers, because I like you so
I
much,
grew
Chris
up, I grew up with a Camaro. I had a Z28 Camaro.
Oh, my God.
305 four-barrel.
Did you have the Italian horns?
No,
the old
no, I didn't. I bought it from my very Italian uncle, and, you know, I was a preppy kid, even though I'm half Italian and half German Jew. I was a preppy kid. I wore, like, Dockers and boat shoes. But
it
wasn't an IROC. It was a Z28. But it was a fantastic muscle car. I used to race people all the time. I loved it. I love cars. I really love cars.
Wait. This is a whole different persona here.
Right.
You're a muscle car kid.
I was a muscle car kid. I had a Cordoba at one time with a 350
four-barrel. Look, I like you a lot.
Right.
It was up to me. I would have you driving a Pinto or not a Corvair, but a...
I'm driving a hybrid right now. Before the hybrid, I had a BMW with a 350 horsepower twin turbo engine. It was a little rocket ship. I loved it. But I switched out to the hybrid because I wanted to be able to go in the HOV lane by myself. Which now doesn't matter because nobody's driving.
There are so many things we learn about Chris Hahn. We are assuming that you're driving around in a Lada or a Yugo.
Wait a minute. What kind of car do you have, Curtis?
Right now, nothing.
Have you ever had even a driver's license?
Yes. No, not a learner's permit.
A learner's permit. Right. You've never actually had your full New York State driver's
license. No, I failed
four
times. Couldn't do parallel parking. No. And I wouldn't bribe the inspector who rode along with me.
Do you know that now in New York State, when you take your road test, they don't give you the result in the car because there was some sort of incident where somebody freaked out on the instructor and beat the instructor up? Now they wait till 6 o'clock that night to give you the
Well, you can imagine. Here it is. At the time, I looked quite different. Very long hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I had the army jacket on. It looked like I was going to march on Washington against the Vietnam War.
You like were a hippie.
Very much so.
Kind of a hippie.
Except I wasn't living a hippie lifestyle,
no.
But I looked like a hippie. So I get in to my vehicle.
You were a poser hippie. Poser. You were a poser.
Sample.
You were trying to get some women.
Sample.
Right.
Sample.
Because all the women wanted the hippies.
Yes and no.
You not either had to be a soldier or a hippie, and you were neither.
But
so.
Not in the neighborhood I live, Canarsie. Supreme Cousinettes did not want to be with hippies, that's for sure.
Okay, got it.
And the Jewish girls who were studying did not want to be with the hippies.
What did they want to be with?
Oh, with their own. With their own.
Okay, got it.
And a hippie.
And you kind of were in the middle. You didn't
know. I had my Corvair van, not a Corvair.
A van?
A Corvair van, which again was great when we had real winters and it was 40 degrees below zero. That baby would start up like a VW bus because there was no water involved.
Nice.
Air-cooled. So I'm riding around. I have George McGovern bumper stickers all over, which did not go well in Canarsie. The long hair, the whole nine yards. And I'm doing this on a driver's permit, which you're supposed to always have somebody in the vehicle.
Right, right.
I didn't.
Right.
And luckily, cops went on stopping me because they hated George McGovern.
And it was a big van. How fast could you be going?
Trust me, I pushed it to the max, you know.
45 miles
stick,
a gallon.
Stick, right?
45 miles an hour.
So I go for the test, and I couldn't do parallel parking. And the guy would come in and look like, you know, he had that butch cut on that was very popular in the 60s. Hey, you failed again. You failed. And he's looking to get greased. You know, he's looking to get greased. If I would have given him 20 bucks right there, I would have passed. I refused to, so four times I went.
So you still, to this day, don't have your driver's
license? Don't have a driver's license.
You never have, well, you live in Manhattan. You don't really need it.
It didn't matter. It's like I failed four times. You know, my self-esteem was shot. I figured, in emergencies, I can drive. I'm not going to tell you how many times I drove in emergencies.
I just think it's funny that a guy who takes the bus is making fun of my car.
No, I'm amazed at the kind of cars you like. Mustang. And it's the ultimate muscle car. Are you in a midlife crisis?
No. I'm a little past midlife.
Wait,
now.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm old enough to not be in a midlife
crisis. Hold on a second. You're in a midlife crisis.
No. I mean, look, I'm driving a hybrid right now.
By the way.
And if I was thinking about going electric. So that was my main goal. That's why the Mustang Mach-E, it's a much smoother ride than the Tesla. The Tesla's a beautiful car, space age. It's you get in it, you feel like you're in a rocket ship. It's totally unique, and I loved it, but I just couldn't take the way the car decelerates kind of made me nauseous.
Well, we're going to be talking about that later on because apparently there is a Staten Island ferry that may be coming near you.
Yeah. I don't get nauseous on the ferry.
Wow. You don't get nauseous?
I take the ferry all the time. I take it from Port Jeff over to Bridgeport all the time.
Ooh, Bridgeport. Do you wear a bulletproof body condom when you roll through the streets of Bridgeport?
I just drive through on my way to Vermont usually or Boston.
Anyway, up next, we got to speak about COVID as it's starting to sweep through Washington, D.C., New York City. Our Mayor Eric Adams diagnosed positive. And a lot of people wondering, how is it that Joe Biden could be in a room where everyone has gotten COVID and somehow he doesn't have COVID?
It's a miracle.
A miracle. Right here on Left and Right, it's Chris Hahn, yours truly, Curtis Sliwa, exclusively here at WABC. If you can't get it, the full show, 3 to 5 on Sundays, you just go to WABCradio.com for the podcast.
It's the left versus the right. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. Christopher Hahn.
Oh, Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. Oh, Phil Collins.
Yeah, I was going to really deep six you on that one.
Yeah.
It was Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Genesis.
Susu Studio.
Are you going to apologize now?
I apologize. I'd like to apologize to Phil Collins.
No, you know why? I think you were talking about Gloria Estefan and the Sound Machine is that you, too, are thinking about heading to Florida, right?
No.
You, too.
It's too hot for me. I don't like hot weather. I can't stand it. I actually was on TV the other day. And somebody was talking about all the people moving from New York to Florida. I just went into this rant about how my sister, who lives in Florida, had to get married in August, about 10 years ago. But she had to do it in August. And I was like, Danielle, any other month of the year is better than August in Florida. Why not do it in January? Meanwhile, it's a guy she'd been living with for years, already had a kid with, and she's getting married in August, making me come to Florida in August.
By the way, this is a litmus test. How much money, Scadol, did you put in her booster bag?
I cut it back dramatically. First of all, it was her second marriage. Second of all, you're making me come to Florida in August. I went for a run, right? And I can't stand running on treadmills multiple days. So I found this running path in Tampa. It was a beautiful running path. 2 miles in, I felt like I was going to die. But fortunately, they know that you're
going to... The humidity.
Yeah, the humidity. I was like, I must have lost 10 pounds just, on a little run. It was horrible.
Well, let me say, now that you're going to stay in the Long Island Sound.
I am.
You may be having a visitor soon.
Mm.
The king of Staten Island with the K-Gal.
Yeah.
Keith Davidson. No, wait a second.
Pete Davidson.
Keith Davidson.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking
K. Are you
going to
apologize to
Davidson
right now?
I'm thinking K, Kardashian.
You're thinking about
right?
Kim Kardashian,
except,
yeah.
Who would you, let's face it, who would you think about? Out of the two, the guy who's all skinny and tatted up.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so he and his partner have purchased a old Staten Island ferry.
Colin Jost, who is married to Scarlett Johansson, by the way.
And so they don't want to berth it anywhere in the five boroughs of the city of New York.
Well, I think they want to berth it in Staten Island, but I know that my supervisor out in Brookhaven, Ed Romaine, has sent a request that they berth it out there in Brookhaven. I think that'd be great.
Right, and they want to build a restaurant on it.
A nightclub.
Let me give an advisory. I have been on so many Staten Island ferries in my life, going back to when I was a kid, when there was no Verrazano Bridge and you would bring your cars underneath. It's cockroach hell. There are so many cockroaches in the Staten Island ferry.
Well, I would think that they're going to have to clean it out if they're going to make it into a restaurant.
I would have warned them, don't buy an old Staten Island ferry. Do not do
Think
that under any circumstance.
Think about all the free publicity these guys. I mean, they spent $200,000 on it.
Of course, of course.
All of, they've gotten millions of dollars of publicity for this purchase. Just like this, we're talking about it right now. I mean, but, it was in every paper, the New York metropolitan region, that Brookhaven and Staten Island were arguing over where to put it.
Could you imagine it being birthed out? Why not Freeport, the Miracle Mile?
Hey, not bad, but that's in Nassau.
Excuse me.
We need a little more entertainment out of something. Stick around. Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa, we'll be right back.
It's the left versus the right debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
Oh, there she is. There's the conga.
So you're not heading to Florida like so many others.
No, please. I don't even want to go there on vacation. I mean, it's so. I've been there too many times to count.
You know, I was.
My grandparents moved there in the 80s.
I recently was there for a week, and I almost didn't come back. And, you know, for me, the ultimate New York City kid.
There's no subways in Florida.
Let me tell you something. It is.
What are you going to do?
It's freedom land. You're able to walk about, you're not under any restrictions. Wait.
What restrictions are you under here in New York? I don't know what you're talking about.
I got to go on the subway. I got to wear a mask. I go on a bus. I got to wear a mask. And now it may even get worse because our mayor, Eric Adams, who is supposed to go on a victory tour today. I don't know why a victory. It's like, what is this, the Jackson 5?
No, he was
going
to go on his 100-day tour.
No, they were calling it a victory tour.
Well, he's done a lot of good things.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You haven't been in this city like I've been
in this city. Well, he beat you. That was a good thing.
That's true. You but know, the point was.
Think about this show and how successful this show is and how much revenue it's bringing to the city of New York. Eric Adams is directly responsible for that.
Well, he was ready to go on his Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 victory tour.
And by the way, stay tuned for the About Face of the Week.
And this was incredible.
Yes.
Because he got tested like he regularly gets tested. And he's a good physical specimen. He takes good care of himself.
He does.
Good diet. He had a scare early, a few years ago when he was a state senator, diabetes, and he changed all of that through his diet. Not quite a vegan, but a vegetarian.
Guy looks like he's 40 years old, and he's in his early 60s, right?
Yeah. Right, about 61.
Yeah.
So he gets tested because he was up in Albany yesterday, and he was sampling products, you know, for the legalization of marijuana and opening up the storefronts. So he was spending a whole day in a seminar, and he had a raspy voice. So then he woke up this morning, and it got worse. He got tested, and he's positive COVID. So he's going to have to be sheltering in for about a week. No tour. Everything is canceled.
Right.
And my fear is, look, he'll overcome this, as Boris Johnson has said. And you saw him in the streets of Kiev there with Zelensky.
His hair flying flying in the breeze.
A guy who was on the ventilator, remember?
Yeah.
And then had parties at 10 Downing Street in the backyard.
When nobody else was allowed to have parties.
In the midst of the pandemic.
Right.
But he basically told the people of the UK and the Commonwealth, get over it. We're going to have to live with this.
I think that's going to be the sentiment everywhere now. I'm at that point. I mean, everybody got to get vaccinated. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to beg you to do it anymore. Just do it. You're an idiot if you don't.
But you see, I'm thinking if Eric Adams has any setbacks, because we don't totally know what his physical condition is based on the effect that COVID has. I think he's just going to ratchet it up. Like, for instance,
I don't believe that.
Well, he was promising that the little kiddies, you know, those who are like in kindergarten, pre-K, he would eventually have them take their masks off, maybe even by the end of this week after his first 100 days.
Right.
That ain't happening now.
We'll see.
I easily can see him saying, look at me. I'm a strong, healthy man. I came down with COVID.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. And again, he's come down with COVID, but he doesn't have any real symptoms other than a gravelly voice.
And that's what comes with this new variant.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. These new variants seem to get progressively weaker, especially if you're vaccinated. The old variants didn't impact little kids at a number that would warrant the protections that we are putting in place for them. So I think that Eric Adams is going to make the wise scientific decision. Plus, I think there's a lot of COVID fatigue in this city and everywhere else. And frankly, people can be adults. You know your own risk. You know if you're vaccinated or not. You've now put yourself and have accepted the risk because you didn't get vaccinated. Not you personally. I'm talking about the royal you. If you didn't get vaccinated, you know you're at an increased risk, and that's up to you.
But you know they're going to ratchet it up. This is New York City. Come on, we're the last major city to recover from the lockdown and pandemic.
Everybody's got it right now. I know so many people in my circle, particularly political people, who have been coming down with COVID over the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So it's been going around.
And why do you think that is? Were they masked up? Were they following protocol?
No, I think people are not masked up. And I don't think the protocol doesn't require masking anymore, especially in counties with low rates of infection. So we're seeing people just with their guard down. They're getting it, but they're not like, you know, you're not seeing people who are vaccinated and boosted winding up in hospitals.
By the way, you are fully vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated and boosted, and I think I'm going to get another booster.
Well, another booster? What is wrong with you?
You
didn't even put money in the booster bag of your sister was getting married in Florida.
No, I boosted a little bit. Back in December, my wife threw a birthday party for me. And it was 3 weeks after I got my booster shot. Almost everybody at that party wound up getting COVID back in December. I did not get COVID.
And you attribute it to the booster.
I was at peak boost 3 weeks into it.
So,
to me, it doesn't hurt. I don't get sick from the boosters. I didn't get sick the last time. I get a little, you know, I had like maybe 45 minutes of the chills the second day. I drink a lot of water. I hydrate and, you know, I try to take it a little easier on the day after the booster shot. But beyond that, it's fine. I think
so.
Next
all
Friday.
Of a sudden, did you have Pfizer, Moderna?
All three of them are Moderna.
Okay. So if all of a sudden they say in another 3 months, you got to get another booster, you're just going to be online getting booster after booster after booster.
I'm not going to wait online for anything. You know me, Curtis. I don't like waiting
online.
I'm going to make an appointment and I'll go get my booster.
Oh, you're going to go right to the front of the line.
No, I'm going to make an appointment at a national chain of pharmacies like everybody else. And I'm going to go. I did it the last time. I waited 5 minutes.
And your arm is going to resemble a pincushion soon.
It's fine.
For all the injections.
It's fine. You know, I love these people who take a minor inconvenience and they make it into this affront on their freedom. Just go.
All right.
Stop.
You don't have preconditions, right?
No.
I probably
have. I'm in good shape. I run. I did 39 miles this week.
I probably have so many preconditions that it would suggest getting a booster. I've had it. I had my 2 Pfizer shots. That's it. No more boosters. Learn to deal with it.
I think you've got so many diseases in your body that there's no more room for any more disease. I think that's probably it, right?
I'm the man, like, as you mentioned, the apostle on this Palm Sunday, Matthew, hanging out with the homeless and the emotionally disturbed. I have never gotten COVID, never gotten it. I don't know for what reason.
Well, we don't know for sure. We think you didn't get it. I just got some cough. But,
yeah, wait a second.
Uh-oh.
You just coughed.
I think it was the water. I think
No, wait a second. You just coughed.
That's it. It's over.
You know, you hang out with Democrats and liberals. Look at Washington, D.C. They're all coming down with COVID.
You forget. I was built for the lockdown. I don't hang out with anybody. I run by myself. I like being at home.
You're a hermit?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I take the dog out. I did 29,000. So it's
lockdowns are made for you because you can continue to do your appearances on the Fox News channel.
I got a full broadcast quality studio in my house, and I've had it since 2015, I think.
So you can stay out in your hovel, your bunker.
My hovel. Come on out there. Your apartment could fit in my bathroom. You're just saying.
That reminds me.
My hovel.
That reminds me of the time.
I have a bathroom that has more square footage than your apartment.
That's right. But that reminds me of the time I was down in Florida for that week. I almost didn't come back because it really is freedom land, DeSantis land. And I was sitting in with my combate chief, Rudy Giuliani, who's doing a show.
And he does it out of where?
He did it out of his bathroom.
That must be some bathroom.
It was 4 times the size of my apartment that I share with my wife, Nancy, and our 16 rescue cats on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, 328 square feet.
What a shame. He had such a great reputation, and he destroyed it by working for Trump, and he could have just been down
there doing
appearances. It would be great.
You know how LL Cool J says to come back? We're going to discuss that later on. Over Hunter Biden's laptop.
Ain't no comeback.
No, there's the comeback.
Nah,
there's the comeback. All right, so let's flip this script.
Not a lot of 86-year-old former politicians having comebacks, but go ahead.
We wish the best for Eric Adams, that he recovers quickly, that there are no side effects or ramifications. I got to believe, though, looking at him lately without the mask, and especially the nightlife that he goes to, how many people are going to be contacted to be told, You know.
Well, he's the mayor of New York City. I would imagine thousands of people are going to be contacting.
Yeah, but you understand what nightlife is like. I used to be a nightlife kid many, many years ago.
Studio 54?
No, I was a BQE kid. They would never accept me in.
No, they didn't let anybody from outside of the bar. You're bridge and tunnel, baby. Sorry, you're out of here.
You're out of here. But I went to many clubs, and it's packed in there. And I've seen Eric Adams, our mayor, at some of these events, packed, no mask. So do you imagine, out of a overextension for precaution, I got to believe City Hall, and especially the head doctor down there, is telling the mayor and his staff, you got to contact all of these people that you've been in contact with, let's say, over the last few days, because it takes a while to incubate.
Well, one of the things that's good about being the mayor is people know he's the mayor. So people who were in contact with him, I mean, it's pretty well publicized around New York City that he's got COVID.
Don't bet on that, that people are going to get tested. Don't bet on that. If you've been to the club scene.
I don't know if they're going to get
they
tested.
They don't get
but
tested
they,
for
they
STD,
know.
Socially transmitted diseases,
and you know
never
this,
mind COVID.
And you know this how?
Well, because people say, hey,
is this something you need to tell us?
No.
Is this something you want to tell us?
Never got a letter from the Board of Health that advises you.
You never got a call saying, hey, Curtis, I've got this strange rash. You might want to get it checked out.
No.
Hey, Curtis, I'm pregnant. No, nothing.
I avoided all that. But you can imagine in the club scene, there are people who have received letters from the Board of Health suggesting that, hey, you know, you need to have a conversation with us over STDs.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't even responded to that.
Of course not.
They're not going to be responding to the you might have COVID.
Again, we're at a point right now where everybody knows the risk. Right. You're vaccinated. You're unvaccinated. You know what your risks are. You know what your chances of contracting a serious illness from COVID is.
All right. But
people
can
accept that on risk.
Let's look at Eric Adams. He is at the peak condition of health. He has the right diet, the right regimen, even staying out to the wee hours in the morning at clubs. It doesn't seem to have impacted.
I don't know for sure that he's staying out to the wee hours.
Yes. It's all you see the pictures.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
But anyway, the point is he can handle it. Okay?
Right, right. Are you sure you're not referring to the mayor in the Batman movie?
No.
You sure?
We'll talk
about
it.
You sure you're not confusing your mayors right now?
No. We'll talk about it.
Because I know the mayor in the Batman was at the clubs till the wee hours of the morning, but not necessarily.
Well, maybe that's where he got influenced.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
You might be confused.
We'll talk about that later on. But let's talk about the man that everyone is concerned about, our president, Joe Biden, who was in proximity to person after person of late, starting with Nancy Pelosi and almost everybody.
Yeah.
Who was in and out of the White House, who has been diagnosed now as being positive with COVID-19 and the new variant. And yet he hasn't tested positive yet.
No, he keeps testing.
Would you say this is a bit amazing?
Well, maybe he's boosted. Maybe he's at the peak of boost.
I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi kissed him on the cheek.
Yeah, but they weren't together for 15 minutes. Isn't that the rule?
No.
It's a 15-minute rule.
She kissed him on the cheek.
It's like the 1 minute. It's like the 5 second rule. It's the 15-minute rule. You can get a kiss on the cheek. You just can't breathe for 15 minutes.
By the way, let me find out the way you were brought up out there in Long Island.
Yeah,
when you dropped your food or anything else on the floor, did you adhere to the 5 second rule?
Without a doubt.
So down the hatch.
Especially if it was something that we didn't normally have in the house, like a cookie. Yeah, I ain't letting that cookie go to waste.
So you
picking
snatched
it up.
Five
seconds,
boom.
10 seconds, whatever. I'm picking it up.
But you know what's going to go on in the mindset
maybe
of
that's
Fauci.
By the way, maybe that's why I haven't contracted COVID, because I've got such an immunity from eating all that food off the floor all those years of my life. That might be what's, you know, I attribute it to the booster, but it could be my germ immunity.
You love dogs. I have a feeling you let your dog lick you.
My dog kisses me right on the face.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's where the immunity comes
from. Maybe.
Because you know where the dog.
She ran with me this morning.
You know where
she did a mile and a half.
You know where she puts her nose all the time.
Trust me, I've seen it. I'm like,
all right,
hey, stop.
Okay, and you just love being licked up
have
by
you
your dog.
Have you seen this dog? I know when we were on a conference call the other day, I showed you a picture of the dog while she was sitting there.
Yes.
Like, she's the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
it. What am I going to do?
It's an endearing quality that you have. There are very few qualities that are endearing. That's one of them. So now, you don't think this is going to impact all these legislators in Washington, D.C. who see COVID sweeping through their ranks?
They've all got it, right? But again, so many of them have gotten their staffs have gotten it. It's come through. But the thing is, maybe it influences them the other way. They're all vaccinated. Many of them are boosted. They're getting it. But it's no worse than a regular cold for them. It's a, you know, maybe it's a little worse than a cult.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't know. Well, look, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this show. We're going to do another one next week and the week after that, and we'll know. But I disagree. I don't think the country's going to go backwards on COVID. I don't think the world is either, unless you're in China. I don't think we're going to see that situation where people want to have these lockdowns. First of all, I wouldn't accept it, and I'm a progressive.
What do you mean you wouldn't accept it?
I would not be happy. Look, if the rule was you got to do X, Y, and Z, I'm going to follow the rules. But I would not be happy about it.
So let's extrapolate.
I'd be here on the radio complaining about it.
So let's extrapolate it. You have your midlife crisis dream car, your Mustang, your muscle car. And now all of a sudden...
Wait. I can't drive because of COVID?
No,
driving.
But haven't you seen people in their cars by themselves
with
the mask on?
I have, but they're Uber drivers mostly.
No, not just Uber drivers.
Well, if you're in your car by yourself, and if you're listening to us right now, I know a lot of people listen to us in the cars. If you're in your car by yourself, it's okay. You don't need the mask.
I've stopped people, you know, like at the red light, you know, and I knock on the window.
Don't.
Yes.
Are they hurting you?
No, but I want to find out, what is the mindset? You're in your vehicle on your own. You have air coming in and out.
Are they worried about the squeegee guy, maybe?
Sometimes.
Are the squeegee guys
back? Yes, in New York City,
yeah,
they're back.
So
I can give you a whole list of locations.
Maybe they're worried about the squeegee guy.
Okay, I'll give you a break on that.
Okay.
But you don't open up your window if the squeegee guy is there. You know what the deal is.
Well, you got to give him a dollar.
No, you don't give him anything.
Why not?
You just cleaned your windshield. You hit the gas.
He cleaned your windshield.
Because if you don't give him a $5,
the guy provided a service to your car and you don't give him a dollar?
But you're not curious why people would be wearing their mask in a car by themselves.
There are some people in this world who are extremely germophobic, and as long as it's not hurting me, I don't really care.
All right, so now the big question. The wave of this new variant of COVID.
I mean, I'm not Ron DeSantis. I'm not going to yell at them for trying to protect themselves. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a jerk.
All right,
I'm not going to tell them they have to put it on. I'm not going to tell them they have to take it off.
In the next hour, we're going to have to talk about... when all of the illegals start streaming across the border seeking asylum, including Ukrainian.
Yeah. Thank God. We need some people working in this state.
Bringing with them a wave of COVID that is now sweeping through Europe.
I would make a requirement they get a shot before they come across the border.
I don't think that's in the cards.
Why not? Why not?
I'm telling you, it's not in the cards.
We got plenty of vaccines. Shoot them up, baby.
And if they refuse to
get
the vaccine,
they don't get to come in.
Wow. Have you discussed this with your liberal and progressive colleagues?
I've talked about it openly on television and national radio shows
with
like
AOC,
this one.
AOC, all out crazy.
She's in our broadcast area in our flagship station, so I assume she heard it.
This is amazing. You would require that they have to be vaccinated.
Why not?
Well,
why would you stop that?
You better talk to many
Chris
of your colleagues.
Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa, we'll be right back.
It's the left versus the right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. Christopher Hahn, heavyweight slugfest.
Ah, the theme song from Caddyshack. Love it. Chris Hahn, Curtis Lee, we're back. Coming up in the next hour, it's the About Face of the Week. It's a good one. Stick around for that. But Curtis, our friend Boris Johnson.
Not my friend. When he was Lord Mayor of London, he hated the Guardian Angels there. Not my friend.
All right, so you don't like
him. Plus, the guy is like freaked out with his hair.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show. How does he get it that way? The only thing I can think of is Moose. But I don't know if Moose still exists because I haven't had hair in about 15 years, maybe 20 years now. I haven't had hair in a while. So back when I had hair, I used to put a little Moose in it.
In Kyiv with Zelensky, as they were walking around,
right?
I've never seen his hair more out of control. He must have given it special preparation.
Yeah, because he does that on purpose. We know that it's like it's a thing for him.
It's like a mad professor.
Yeah, he does that to kind of appeal to the common man because he's not really a common man. He's as elitist as the last prime minister of London. In fact, they went to the same college and were in the same fraternity.
But so. He's definitely a party dog because in the midst of the lockdown in London, he had a real severe case. He was on a ventilator.
Yeah, he almost died.
He was almost gone.
Yeah.
He was hosting parties at 10 Downing Street in the backyard, in the little garden there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where people
staff was, yeah.
I mean, it almost caused him lose the...
Yeah, they almost had a vote of no confidence.
But now he's Churchillian, right? He's there.
Oh, this was a move to kind of get past that, too. Because this was that scandal of him holding the parties was still resonating in London. We probably haven't heard about it here, but it was still something that was going on over there. So going over to Ukraine makes him look like a strong leader.
Right.
It was actually a good move.
He did. Now, when will our president, Joe Biden, visit Zelensky?
If I was him, I'd go tomorrow, right? I would go tomorrow. I would just go to Kyiv. Just go. Go
there now. There's nothing that Putin is going to do to try to affect a visit by the president of the United States.
I actually was thinking about this morning. I was like, you know, while there's this kind of lull in the action, we should put some troops there to kind of keep it.
A lull in the action there in the West, but not in the East.
I think we should put it in the, we should put a line in the sand in the West. Just put like a couple of thousand tanks and planes.
A red line?
Red line.
You know, we too
a
often.
A line in the sand.
With Barack Obama's visit this past week to the White House, remember his red line in the sand for Bashar Assad?
NATO should put some peacekeepers in the Ukraine right now, I think. Maybe do a no-fly zone over Western Ukraine.
Okay, what happens if they get shot at?
Well, you want to play that game, Vlad? See how good your internet is in Europe. If you could in Moscow, if you could launch those
missiles. Wow, you're flexing with that muscle car of yours, that Mustang.
I'm just saying, at some point, you know, we're watching a fledgling democracy being, you know, attacked by a fascist regime, a dictator. We should be doing something. And, you know, I think putting peacekeepers there who are not there to fire on Russians, who are just there to keep the peace, maybe that's something we should do.
Yeah, but the problem is they will be fired on by Russians.
Well, that's what they say.
Oh, and you really think that Putin is going to give the orders?
I mean, you're gonna give the order. From what we've been told, and we'll talk about this a little bit in the next hour, it's all very centralized, which is why they've had so much chaos in Ukraine, because there's no battlefield command structure. Everything's going back to Moscow. It's all coming out of Putin's office. This war is being run by Putin.
The guy is walking around with a nuclear football and letting everybody see that in his appearance. He just went to a wake of some comrade
from
the old Soviet
Union. Biden walks around with a nuclear football,
I know,
too.
But he's not flashy.
There's a guy 2 feet behind him who has it at all times.
But this time, Vladimir was having the guy flash it.
Hey, look what I got.
That's right.
I'm going to open it up now. Don't you send any MiGs to Ukraine.
Please, don't start flexing. We don't want to get into a war with
Russia. I don't
want
to get into war either. I don't want any war. That's why I want peace.
That might require reconfigurating the map and giving him some of the east of the Ukraine.
I think we've got to have some sort of sit down here and try to work this out. But he does. It's hard to negotiate with a guy who lies.
Like, excuse me. That's the nature of politics. Not only Vladimir Putin.
He lies.
Do I need to go through the litany of lies that our presidents have subjected us to?
He is lying in international diplomacy.
Weapons
Chris
of mass destruction.
Curtis Lee will stick around for the about face of the week.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. Christopher Hahn.
Classic here.
It's good stuff.
Led Zeppelin, how did they get that name? Did it come from Kaiser Wilhelm?
I think that it was something like that. They saw a picture of a Zeppelin. And it was etched in lead or something like that. There's some weird story like that.
Now tell me, when you were out in Long Island as a young whippersnapper, hanging out with your homies and smoking ragweed.
I know. I've only done it twice, and it was in college. Once was in college, and once was at Woodstock in 1994. And I coughed. I didn't get high. I don't know.
What, you coughed again? You know, you coughed in the first hour.
I coughed in 1994 when I tried pot.
You know, COVID is sweeping through the area again. And you sure?
I don't think I had it in 1994. Yeah. It's probably safe to say that I just didn't know what the hell I was doing.
But you had to have back scratched Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Totally. I loved it.
What did you ever hear Plant and the others saying backwards?
Nothing. I always thought that
it wasn't an ode to Satan or the devil.
No, that's what a record sounds like when you turn it backwards. It's like, come on.
I could have swore that Judas Priest was involved in that kind of a lawsuit. I think it was in either New Mexico or Texas, where they were saying they were back scratching a Judas Priest song, and they actually heard Satan speak to them.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what happened.
Well, with heavy drugs, probably it does.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're on some sort of hallucinogenic, you could hear whatever you want in these things.
Shrooms, LSD.
Yeah, anything like
so
that.
So you never
know. Never did any of that.
Wow. What a prude.
I had a very prudish upbringing. And then by the time I was, like, not a prude anymore, I was too old to be trying that junk. So I don't even drink. People are like, you don't drink? I don't even drink.
But you did at one time. You were a bartender.
Yeah, I was a bartender. I drank, and then I was fat, and I needed to lose weight, and I was kind of stalling at around 200 pounds. I was 230 pounds, and I was stalling at around 200 pounds, and I went to my doctor. She said, write everything down that you're eating, and I would have, like, maybe a beer, you know, four or five times a week. I'd go out, you know, at an event. I'd have a beer. Not a lot. I wasn't a big drinker. And she's like, look, you know, those beers, that's 200 calories for the beer itself. And then it's another hour before your body will burn anything else. So you're actually add another 100 calories to that. That's what a beer is. And I just cut it out and my weight loss started.
Is that when you became a runner?
No, I'd always been a runner, even when I was fat.
Wow.
I was a fat half marathoner. I would do half marathons at 230 pounds.
And how come you were schwitzing? You weren't losing it.
And I just, because I ate. I ate, you know, I was in politics. I was going to all these political dinners.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and I just had to, I had to learn how to
the
not
rubber
eat.
Chicken circuit.
I was on the rubber chicken circuit. Sometimes, and, you know, when I was chief deputy county executive, I would have meetings at the diner in the morning before I would go into the office. Sometimes I'd have three or four meetings in the diner, and I would just keep eating breakfast for, like, 4 hours.
Well, when you're campaigning, as I went through a campaign to be mayor of the city of New York, I had the double whammy because I had also been a competitive eater at the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. I finished third in 1996.
Back before the real competitive eaters
exactly.
came in. Yeah.
But still, I did quite well in a variety of eating contests. So people would always come up and shove their ethnic delights in me. But remember,
and when you're running for office, you got to eat it.
Well, I can't because I have chronic Crohn's disease could literally trigger.
Maybe that's why you only got 28%.
Oh, no.
I think that's it.
Think sleight of hand, Harry Houdini. You take a bite because you don't want to be disrespectful.
And then you spit it out?
No. You keep it back in the like as if you had a chore.
You're still talking like Mike Francesa.
Right. You take it.
Hey, dog.
You put the rest of it in your pocket.
Right.
Then you make your way to the little boy's room, and you get rid of
You're
that.
You're like a bulimic.
Yes.
Right.
And people would think, oh, he liked my cannolis. He liked my struyadels. And the worst thing is when they had spices in there.
Yeah.
Because spices will just totally
knock you out. I love spicy food. That's my thing.
So I should actually write a manual of how to avoid that. You know, Michael Dukakis, when he was running for president, he was well ahead of the polls of Bush 41. He had gone to Astoria, the cathedral there. The Greeks said, we're going to have a Greek president. He goes over to Corona, where all the Italians were at the time, and Madame Baldi is making all night cannolis, struyadel, and all of Ed Koch had made a mention.
And he didn't eat it.
No. Well, he went there. The cameras were on him. And Madame Baldi goes, take whatever you like. Said, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet. I can't. And everybody looked at him like, this guy ain't going to be president of the United States.
Yeah, I know. You got to eat it. You got to eat it when you're that's the problem. But, you know, we've got bigger problems in this world, Curtis, don't you think?
Well, generally everything revolves around food, because if you don't have food, that's the biggest problem. People in the Ukraine
I know.
Do not have food. They're running out of food, especially in the east, the very section that appears that Putin now wants to just declare as his own.
Well, you would think that he would do something to feed those people since he's conquered that side of the
Well, if you watch RT.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I like to see everything.
Yeah, but you're not seeing everything. You're seeing propaganda.
Of course. And trust me, we have our own propaganda,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we don't have as
not
much.
To the
our prop, we don't really have the propaganda they have on RT. But,
right,
okay.
But as an American, I'd like to be able to look at everything and make decisions for myself.
Watch the BBC, then.
Oh, please. And Boris Johnson with his hair flying in the air. You know. But anyway, the point being is Vladimir Putin has done an about-face.
Yes, he has.
You know, at first, I made no mistakes. This is right. This is part of the strategy to take the Ukraine. And I think it's time that you announce what has just happened earlier today.
Well, I think it's time for the about face of the week.
It's the left versus the right. Right, left, right, left, right, left. About face. Sponsored by the KG Law Team. Visit kglaw.com.
So it appears to me that after multiple generals have died in Russia, Putin has replaced his top general in Moscow with a new man who will be responsible for leading the war effort there. Now, this man looks like a Bond villain. I don't know his name.
Oh, he is.
He looks like a Bond villain.
I'm going to give you his background.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead, Curtis.
He is the equivalent of what General Sherman was to Abraham Lincoln to end the Civil War. Sherman was just out of control. He just sacked everybody. He burnt down everything.
The cities, yeah.
Killing, just total devastation of the South on his way through Atlanta to the sea.
Yep.
This guy has that reputation. He is the butcher from Moscow. So he was not only at it in
Chechnya.
In just completely obliterating the capital there, Groznia, but also in Syria, the complete obliteration of Aleppo. By the way, we didn't have a problem with either one of those things because it dealt with elimination of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Islamic fundamentalists. He did the dirty work while we pretty much stayed in the rear and did the cleanup. We did the cleanup. Now, he's using the same tactics, and the whole world is saying, my God, this is genocide. How come we didn't say that in Groznia and we didn't say that in Syria?
It's kind of like when a white woman disappears. We all worry about the white woman. It's on every news channel. It's the worst story in America. With Gabby Petito, remember her over the summer? We were all fixated. What happened to Gabby Petito when it was pretty clear that her husband or boyfriend killed her? But when multiple African American women go missing every year, we don't even hear about it.
So I think it's kind of like auditioning for MSNBC now because that's their line of thought.
Well, my entire career has been an audition for MSNBC to have a primetime show. I'm available. Please talk to my agent. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Now, I don't like Chuck Todd, and I got into a news story this week because I tweeted about how bad Chuck Todd was, and then somebody wrote about what I tweeted, which is kind of funny. And all I said was he was the Chuck Toddiest person I know.
You know, as a white guy, that's like music to their ears.
They ain't gonna hire me.
Then you would make that comparison.
They ain't hire me.
So this is a classic pirouette.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln in our Civil War made a number of pirouettes because we were really not doing well.
This is not a Civil War. This is an invasion, let's be clear.
Well, Putin is framing it as a Civil War.
But that's just not true. It's not what it is. He invaded Ukraine.
Right, but with his new strategy, which is basically focus all attention on the East, Donbass, and he's going for Odessa. Now, I don't think people understand. I actually had Guardian Angels in Odessa for a while.
Are they still there?
No.
No.
Not there. Haven't been there in years. But it's like a beach community. Imagine Brighton Beach, but 10 times
better.
It's
like Port Jefferson out on Long Island.
Yes, okay.
It's a harbor.
Beach community. People love to go there. And it has an incredible number of Jewish residents. In fact, at one time in the world, the three places with the largest number of Jews was New York City, Warsaw, Poland, and Odessa. This was before
Fort Lauderdale.
No, this was before.
Right. Before everybody moved
Boca
to Fort Lauderdale.
Raton.
Just want to make sure.
Right, but this was before World War II.
Yeah.
Odessa is a place you would definitely want to be. He wants Odessa because then he controls.
He cuts off Ukraine's access to the sea.
Right. So you know they're going to be focusing on that. So the assumption here is the butcher that he's put in place to run his military.
Maybe it's time for a carrier group to visit Odessa. Just saying.
Where is this machismo coming from?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't like what I'm seeing there, and I'm getting annoyed. And you're seeing people getting butchered. You're seeing what the mass graves being discovered in that city. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the city now, and the people just being shot in the
Boca,
street.
Bocha.
Bocha.
Right, yeah, I was going to say
you're
going to
say Boca. No, right, Bocha. Right, right. Right. You're seeing this, and it's disgusting, and we're just allowing it to happen. And I'm saying put a peacekeeping mission together, including one of our aircraft carriers, and just pop it in Odessa and see how you like it there.
But again,
he doesn't even have an aircraft. You know that the Russians don't even have a functioning aircraft carrier? They do not have a functioning aircraft carrier. Okay, we're so afraid of this country. Put an aircraft carrier there. See how they feel about it.
You know, Chris, the guy has nuclear weapons.
RF-22s.
More nuclear weapons
RF-22s
than we have.
RF-22s could be in Poland and take out an F-22 on the other side of Ukraine.
You mean a MiG?
A MiG on right. the other side of Ukraine.
Wow, you are really itching for
a
war.
No, I don't want a war. I don't want any war.
Now,
but I also don't think that he wants to be embarrassed in combat any more than he's already
what is
been.
That? But meantime, our allies.
You're going to have this guy come in there, the butcher of whatever his name is. You're going to have him come in as the new general. And what is he going to do? He's going to carpet bomb Ukraine? And we're going to just sit there and let that happen? I don't get that.
I'm amazed. And then what happens if all of a sudden he takes it a step further and threatens us with a nuclear war?
Are you not a Sting fan?
Explain that.
What if the Russians love their children too?
the only thing I remember is Sting.
Mr. Khrushchev says he will bury you. Come on,
I remember
him. I don't subscribe to that point of view.
With the little indigenous guy who traveled with him from the Amazonian region
if
of Brazil.
The Russians love their children,
oh
too.
Oh, my God. typically, liberal progressives advocate for peace.
I am advocating for peace. I want the war in Ukraine to end. And it's not going to end if the West and NATO and the United States of America continue to allow this man to go unchecked in Ukraine. He's going to regroup and rebomb? No. Stop him.
Really? You know, for sure.
I don't think that he's going to fire on an American warship. I don't think that's going to happen.
And what happens if he does?
Whoever fired on it's going to get destroyed. You want to start a nuclear war? Okay. I mean, I think nuclear war is
over,
a pretty...
Over the Ukraine.
Let me tell you something. If you start a nuclear war over Ukraine, if you're the guy standing next to Putin and you allow him to press that button, I'm sorry, there's going to be a button pressed on his head before he presses the button to go into
Ukraine. Are you not a student of history? Let me take you back to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yes.
You weren't birthed, were
no,
you?
No, I was not. But okay. I am a student of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I read all about it.
So, as you know, we had our nuclear arsenal in Turkey,
right.
Our ally. And Khrushchev said, well, I got to put a nuclear arsenal in Cuba,
right.
Their ally. And so there was a standoff. All of a sudden, it got to the point where Nikita Khrushchev picks up the phone to Fidel Castro in Cuba, and he goes, you know, if I fire the missiles, you're the first one to be incinerated. You're 90 miles away.
Right.
It's over.
You're done.
You know what Fidel Castro
told? Fire the missiles.
And you want to take that kind of chance?
I don't want to take that chance.
Luckily, Khrushchev had not been drinking his vodka yet.
Right.
And he actually said to his aides, this guy Castro is crazy.
I mean, do we really think that the Russians want to... Because it's mutually assured destruction. Once it starts, it's over. It's over in a matter of hours. The
so
world
wait
will
a
be ended.
I'm hearing all these things that Putin is crazy. He's a madman.
I don't
he's
know
out
that. I don't know that. I don't know that. That's all true.
So why why take a risk at mutual self destruction over the Ukraine?
I don't
you
think
really
that,
want to
so
do that
I, again.
Over the
I'm going to take a defensive posture. I don't want this man to be defining what an offensive or defensive posture is. He should not be telling NATO and the President of the United States what is defensive and what is offensive. Right? That should be ours to decide. We have the power to decide that. So I want to take a defensive posture saying we are going to now protect this port. And we should put him on notice that we've got a ship here. And if you come anywhere near it, we're going to shoot down whatever you put in.
You know,
and that's on him then.
I think your problem is you read too many Batman comics growing up.
Look who's talking.
Where you were flexing.
look who's talking. By the way, that was the about face of the week. We've got a sponsor now. We got to end the segment.
So the the new general, the butcher.
Yeah.
Of Chechnya.
Yeah.
And Syria.
Yeah.
Who's now in charge. Their General Sherman.
Yeah.
You know, it's been told, just destroy everything in your path.
The butcher of Buka.
And we want Odessa. Yeah. We want Odessa, which would be a real shame. But I'm not willing to risk American lives so that Odessa stays with Ukraine.
Now,
I'm sorry.
I think that Russia needs to be stopped because you think they're going to stop at Ukraine?
And I want...
So what, are we going to let them take Latvia and Lithuania and Poland, too? Well, what are we gonna, where does it end?
I want the flood of refugees, not just from the Ukraine, but all other parts of the world, stopped at the southern border.
I want them to be working here in the United States.
All
we
right.
have a worker shortage. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
It's the left versus the right. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. Christopher Hahn.
Yes. A little Nirvana. This is the song that changed my musical world right here.
No. Courtney Love changed your musical world.
She destroyed it. But when I heard this, I was like, it was amazing.
Grunge.
Yeah. The first time I heard that riff, I was like, what is this?
And that's why all of a sudden you became a follower of Foo Fighters.
Yeah, well, the Foo Fighters came after Nirvana, of course. Cause...
Now, we don't know what the musical likes or dislikes of Macron of France.
Yes, yes.
He finally...
He's the anti-Curtis Sliwa. He married a much older woman.
Oh, my God.
As opposed to you, who married a much younger woman.
He married Grandma.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was saying, as I walked in today, I saw an old man pushing a stroller with a young woman sitting next to him. Only in New York City. You see it everywhere you go in New York City. Old men, young woman, baby.
And, by the way...
You're lucky you don't have that.
No.
Not anymore.
Three kids,
yeah.
Right? A child support. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is so interesting when I walk around with Nancy, as I've been doing on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah.
People will come up. You know, she was just on Jesse Waters on Fox News Channel.
Talking about the cats?
No, talking about the Perv Busters, our all-female patrol that goes after pervs who are constantly trying to show women they don't suffer from erectile dysfunction. So she did a great job. But people are now coming up to me and saying,
oh, your daughter's so good on TV.
She did a great job on TV.
You must be so proud.
That's right. That's not my daughter. That's my wife.
And people are like, what?
But you're right. In New York City, you can see somebody who would be the grandfather.
Absolutely.
Going out with a younger woman who may have just gotten her master's degree from some college.
Yeah, it's usually their professor or something. It's funny. The first time I noticed it was about 10, 15 years ago. I was in the city. I had a meeting, and I was early for the meeting. I grabbed a cup of coffee. I walked into Central Park. I'm sitting down. I'm going over my notes for the meeting. I see one after another, old man pushing a stroller with a young woman. Then I'm like, oh, how nice. Their grandfather taking the, you know, after the fifth one, it kind of clicked with me that this is not a grandfather-daughter, you know, situation. This is the guy's second or third wife and their baby.
Yeah. And sometimes when you see the
twins. By the way, I think it's hysterical, personally. I have friends who are on their second marriages who have with younger women and have babies in their 50s. I'm like, you're ridiculous. You're freaking ridiculous. My wife said, are you going to want to have another? I'm like, no, I do not want another baby.
When I see them with the stroller walking around, and especially when it's twins.
Right.
Which in New York City you see a lot of.
A lot of.
Older guy, younger woman. Twins. And I take the guy aside if he's having a call. Hey, Curtis, you were at the clinic, right? The Petri dish, right?
You ask them.
No, I do.
And they're like, yeah.
No. A lot of times they get a little offended.
Of course not. My boys could swim.
Yeah, but I know doggone well they spent a lot of money with in vitro fertilization.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need that. I'm a manly man.
And remember, that's an expensive proposition because almost all insurances that I know of just don't cover that process.
Yeah.
So that's out of pocket.
I think most insurance will cover that, don't you think? No?
Really?
I think so.
Will BidenCare cover that?
I hope.
It's replacing Obamacare. We saw them talking about that
it's
at the White
House. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. We're going to make it available to everybody, even you, Curtis. Stick around. More to come.
It's the left versus the right. Debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
Oh, no doubt. Chris on, Curtis Lee, we're back with you for a little while longer.
Who's this?
It's No Doubt.
Huh?
No Doubt.
What do you mean, No Doubt?
That's the name of the band, No Doubt.
Oh, it's so lame. It's so low budget. it shouldn't have even made the cut list here.
It's another good 90s band.
You know,
they were at Woodstock when I went.
Take it off my Spotify list, please. Take it off. It was never on to begin with. Now, today is Palm Sunday.
It is Palm Sunday.
Interesting because, for me, I'm not an observant Catholic. In fact, I'm pretty much an agnostic. But I do have two traditions that
I call
myself
a lapsed Catholic. That's really what I call
myself. Okay. Yeah. Which is ashes on Wednesday, palms on Sunday. Then you don't see me for a month of Sundays. I'm an A&P Catholic. But two observant Catholics probably were in church today getting their palms. We know that Joe Biden, our president,
yes,
observant
sir.
Catholic.
Yes, very.
And we know Michael Buttigieg, Rudy Giuliani, observant Catholic. He oftentimes has talked about the various churches that he goes to. So they're both getting palms. And it's leading into a week where all of a sudden the laptop fiasco involving Hunter Biden is taking on a new life, because I notice that many more mainstream publications are now onto this, along with some Democrats who are saying,
"Well, you got to admit, when it first came out, it was such an outrageous story, coming from the boy who cried wolf, Rudy Giuliani. He had been the boy who cried wolf for like 2 years. He'd been, you know, making things up, and now he gets some real evidence about something." And people didn't believe it. They're like, wait a minute. Hunter Biden dropped his laptop off to a blind computer repairman. The guy is blind. And this guy recognizes Hunter Biden's voice, which I couldn't recognize his voice. I'm a major, you know, media personality. I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you his voice. Right. If he was talking to me in my ears right now, I wouldn't know it was him. So you're telling me that the blind computer guy remembers his voice, sends the laptop to it was outrageous to believe. It turned out it was a true story.
But at the time, 51 noted former members of the national security offices in Washington, as some would say, the deep state,
right,
immediately rose to the occasion and said, Rudy Giuliani is a dupe for Putin. This is Russian disinformation. I would swear on this.
Well, look, here's my feeling.
Where are they now?
I don't know. Probably talking about something else.
You would think they
the thing about punditry is that you make a bold statement, and if you're wrong, nobody remembers.
All right, but now all of a sudden,
if you're right, then you tell everybody that you made
see,
that right.
The New York Times, the Washington Post, basically hood, a wink and a nod that yeah, it's the real deal.
So, but here's the thing, Curtis. Who cares? There's going to be an investigation. He's under investigation by the FBI. Republicans are out there saying, he traded on the Biden name when Biden
said
wasn't credited.
The FBI, which has become tremendously politicalized over
The DOJ, how about them? You don't like them, too?
Politicalized.
Okay. Well, you know, Republicans will probably take the House, and they'll have committee hearings.
Well, they've already promised that.
Yeah, they'll have hearing after hearing after hearing. There'll be 20 committees set up, and they'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars so that they could say, Hunter Biden traded on his father's name. Meanwhile, all those members of the House of Representatives have somebody in their family trading on their name.
Well, it's a little more.
I mean, are we going to talk about Ginny Thomas trading on her husband's name, taking $200,000 from a charity that actually has a case before her husband? Can we talk about that, too?
A little more than that. Traveling with the former vice president on Air Force Two to both mainland China, Red China.
Yep.
The Ukraine involved in that.
Is
those
that a
two
crime?
Areas.
Because I want to know, should we have Ivanka Trump brought in because she got copyrights in China while her dad was president, sitting next to Chairman Xi?
Isn't it
on Air Force One?
Isn't Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House? Isn't your former boss Chuck Schumer in charge of the Senate? They haven't decided to go there.
I just where's the crime? Show me the crime, right? What they're saying is he traded on his name. Maybe he flew on the plane with them. Where's the crime?
Well, the question is,
were they reimbursed for that? Like, did the United States get reimbursed for Ivanka's seat? Did they get reimbursed for Hunter's seat?
You know, the president has a problem, whether it's a memory problem or just a problem of telling the truth, that he had no knowledge of his son Hunter Biden and his business dealings in either Ukraine or mainland China
there
or China
been
or
no
anywhere.
No proof given to anybody that he has.
Yet he's had pictures taken with the people that Hunter Biden was doing business with.
How many pictures do you think the vice president of the United States takes in a given day?
Playing golf, that's a little
How many people does he play golf with?
I
actually have not seen a picture of him playing golf. I've seen pictures of him with these people, but I've not seen pictures of him playing golf.
The Burisma
them.
Four, we'll call them, teeing off, you know, playing
with
18
Hunter,
holes.
Not with yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah. Joe Biden is not a golfer.
Yes, he does.
Not like the former guy. Your buddy Trump. It's not like he's got to play around every day or he's miserable.
I understand, but you want to give him complete absolution.
No, look. The problem in America, okay, we got rid of kings and queens here. But if you manage to get elected, people have been trading on their family name in this country. Look no further than the Kennedys. Forever. Right. I mean, you know, I'm sure Lincoln's kids were out there saying, hey, I'm Tad Lincoln. You know, give me a book deal. It is what it is. It's sad. It's part of our politics. It's part of our culture. And
how dare you
there
besmirch
needs to be
Abraham Lincoln
too soon?
Abraham Lincoln
too soon. You don't think Tad Lincoln was trying to get a performance at Ford's Theater after his dad was shot? You don't think Tad Lincoln was out there trading on Abe's name? Honest Abe.
By the way. Why not mention FDR? Mention the Roosevelts, right? The FDR Roosevelts, not the Teddy Roosevelt.
How about FDR himself trading on Teddy's name? I mean, you know.
Okay, it's a little.
You don't think Kermit Roosevelt was out there saying, hey, it's me, Kermit Roosevelt. What do you think they got Kermit the Frog from? You don't think Kermit Roosevelt's asking for some money for the Kermit the Frog, all the Kermit the Frog money he's lost?
So we're not looking at Oyster Bay, which was the home of Teddy Roosevelt,
right,
as opposed to Mid-Hudson, which was the
New
home.
Hyde Park, or Hyde Park,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Let's be very clear about that.
New Hyde Park's out on Long Island.
This complete desire of yours, now acknowledging it's the real deal.
It appears to be real to some extent, but I don't know what the emails are. Let's see. Let's wait and let the evidence come out.
All right. So,
and by the way, if he did anything wrong, if he broke any laws, he should be punished.
But if it's traced that some of these monies went to Joe Biden himself, the vice president.
If that, Joe Biden was in on the deal himself,
what was
not
he
like
money?
His son gave him some money. In a few years when Anthony's got a real job and he's supporting you, is there anything corrupt with that? I mean, you're about to be supported by your son, right?
Yeah.
At some point in the next like 5 years, Anthony Sliwa will be paying your rent.
Let's be
very clear about
you're doing
this.
A pirouette here.
I am doing excellent radio
from
right now.
Hot mess right. Of Hunter Biden.
Right. I just want to make sure, like.
Look,
what's the crime? I mean, like, if I gave my dad a gift certificate to go to the Outback Steakhouse that I've earned from ill-gotten gains, is my dad guilty?
We've lived through presidents, Jimmy Carter,
yeah,
whose brother Billy negotiated with Muammar Gaddafi to receive money. Right?
And he got some deal with a beer company.
Bad. All
right.
Bad stuff.
Very bad.
Luckily, no one ever associated Jimmy Carter with those deals. That all of a sudden, Plains, Georgia, envelopes were being swapped.
Nobody was buying extra peanuts from the peanut farm.
Then we had Roger Clinton, the lounge lizard piano player,
yeah,
who even accompanied Ashcroft, Madeleine Albright, behind the kimchi curtain
we
of North
Dick
Korea.
We had Dick Cheney start a war so Halliburton could make trillions
of dollars. But
literally started a war.
We want to pursue this. No one has ever been more of a hot mess than Hunter Biden.
The guy has got a drug problem.
A drug problem?
A huge drug problem.
He's got
it. Looks like he's over. And look, I have my brother died. He had a drug problem. They're usually hot messes. And they usually splatter that mess over everybody. And it's sad, and I feel for him. I read parts of his book, especially the part that dealt with addiction, and I thought he was very honest in that book. At least it felt that way to me.
So you're absolving Joe Biden of any involvement here.
I want to know what the crime is, right? He hasn't even been accused of a crime.
Can you,
his crime is that he loves his son? I don't.
All right. Okay.
I don't understand
all
that.
All right, so you're pausing, though, now.
I want, if there's a crime, nobody's even accused him of a crime. I want to give you an example. I was on a show on Fox News this week, and my topic was Ron Klain, after he left the vice president's office, he left, he was in the private sector, was on the board of a charity that raised funds for the Naval Observatory, the vice president's residence. And they were about to lose their 501c3 status, and he needed to raise $20,000 for them to keep it. And he sent an email out to dozens of people, one of whom was Hunter Biden. That's what they wanted to say was the evidence that there was a connection.
Please. It's so stupid. You know those aren't the emails we're talking about.
I know, but what I'm saying is, I feel like they're grasping at straws for a connection.
Yeah, but
come back to me when you have a connection.
You were part of the 51 who originally thought this was Russian disinformation, and then Michael Buttigieg, Rudy Giuliani was a tool.
I was not one of the 51. Okay. I was the first one to make him look like an idiot on national television.
I remember that.
But
well,
he did that to himself.
Okay, but
it
you
was
think,
nothing. I was being incredibly respectful to him.
You think?
And he was calling me an idiot, an imbecile, a moron.
As we are winding down,
I was like, I think thou doth protest too much, Mr.
To Easter, yes. The resurrection, that you can get off of the crucifixion on Good Friday of my friend Rudy Giuliani and say, we apologize because you were right about this laptop.
Well, you know, like I said, a broken clock's right twice a day.
Yeah, but I haven't heard you say that.
I don't know that he's right.
But we should pursue this.
I would like to see what's underneath it.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
First of all, I do not like people who are around government profiting from their family's names.
Okay.
I don't like that at all.
Right.
But again, it's not a crime most of the time.
All right, okay.
So I want to know what the crime was. I think we should probably have stricter rules in this country.
You're one third of the way there.
I think we should have stricter rules in this country that prohibit people who are, immediate family members from profiting off of their parents or their siblings, or their sons and daughters' names while those people are in office.
Now,
I think we should have stricter rules.
To the other person who was assisting Rudy.
It's kind of hard to do that.
Bernard Kerik, his former police commissioner.
Former convict Bernard Kerik, yes.
Who helped bring those laptops to the attention of the Delaware State Police. They did nothing with it. The FBI, they did nothing with it. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pittsburgh.
Well, the FBI actually did do something with it. They're investigating it. That's what we've learned. That's why we're learning all this now.
This is the world's longest investigation. You think, this isn't a difficult investigation.
Well, maybe it is.
Look at all the evidence.
Because, see, this is the thing. There's evidence of what? There's evidence that Hunter Biden made a deal with Burisma in Ukraine. We already knew that.
How about?
What's the crime?
To satisfy everybody, because you and others were wrong about this, we have a special prosecutor.
Can you tell me what the crime is?
What the crime is?
Yeah, what statute was violated by Hunter Biden having a deal in Ukraine?
Well, that's why you have a special prosecutor.
Why do you need a special prosecutor? Well, you have the Justice Department.
Really?
What's wrong with the Justice Department?
They don't have the back of Joe Biden, the Biden administration?
I think that one of the things prosecutors love to do is show that they are nonpartisan.
I don't put my faith in that. I'm sorry, I don't put my faith in that.
A special prosecutor,
and let's resolve this, because we know it's not
Russian.
I think
lawyers live by a code.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a lawyer.
I am.
I don't trust lawyers.
Well, you trust me.
No.
I don't practice.
Is Esquire attached to your name?
No. It is, but I don't use it.
And by the way,
I'd rather you call me doctor.
You worked with Chuck Schumer.
That's right.
Look, I don't call Mrs.
Curtis, it's Chuck Schumer.
I just want to make sure
you know you don't say anything bad about me right now, Curtis.
All right, so let me flip the script on you.
I'm fighting for people with small apartments right now all over New York City.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Meantime, you're a third of the way. You've come a third of the way, so you made some improvement on the Hunter Biden laptop.
I'll meet you halfway. I'm not going to come two-thirds. You got to meet me halfway.
All right, but
you got to meet me halfway and tell me what the crime is.
All right, wait a second.
I've heard a lot about the laptop. I haven't heard what tell me what he's looking for. What statute?
You don't
know. Like Rudy Giuliani.
Did you not say you don't know of everything on the laptop?
So Yoakum Buttigieg, Rudy Giuliani.
Definitely says a crime was committed.
A guy who made me more famous than I was before.
Who was the best U.S. prosecutor we've ever had.
Don't you think that guy could give me a statute that's violated here?
He has.
He has not.
Oh, yes, he has.
What is it?
Why don't you talk to Rudy?
I'm going to.
But you do acknowledge.
Give me his number after the show. I'll call him on the way home.
You do acknowledge that everything that was said about Rudy and the information on that laptop.
Rudy's crazy.
Rudy
has beclowned himself.
No.
Yes.
He's vindicated now.
No, he's not.
And I'm going to get you to the point where you're going to apologize.
Okay. I'm never going to apologize to Rudy.
Well, why?
Rudy should apologize to me.
Hold on a second. If you were wrong, wouldn't you apologize?
Yes. But I never debated him about the laptop.
Okay.
I debated him about whether or not the State Department sent him to Ukraine. And you know where I got that information from? Him, 2 minutes before I said it. He said it on national television.
Let's not change the subject.
But yeah,
I never got into a fight
with Rudy Giuliani about Hunter. Rudy never debated me again. Hunter Biden laptop came a year later.
I accept the
fact you're missing the timeline.
You're a third of the way there. You got two thirds to go.
I would like to see justice done in all cases. I do not believe people should be breaking laws, no matter who they are. Okay, I don't want to see somebody who's the president's son getting off because they are Hunter Biden or Donald Trump Jr.
And I don't
Ivanka Trump.
I just don't want to see.
I think that justice should be applied equally.
Yeah, but you know
blind.
What's going to happen here? IRS is going to find that he didn't pay his taxes, and then they're going to hope that it all goes away. This is not about paying your taxes
again,
or not.
I haven't heard of any crime. I haven't heard of a statute violated.
You in the grand jury there that's hearing
all this waiting for Rudy. I mean, I watch a lot of news.
I understand that.
Rudy and I work at the same radio
station.
But
you admit you were wrong the first time.
We work at the same radio station. I've been on email chains with Rudy Giuliani. I've never heard him say, hey, Chris, I got some information here.
But again,
I have never seen him say
again,
what the crime was.
Your experts, your 51 experts were wrong, right? You acknowledge they were wrong.
I don't know what they all said, but if they
said
that
Rudy was a dupe of Putin and it was Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden laptop.
Those things could have been true.
Could have.
He was partially duped by Russia.
They're not now.
No, we'll find out.
We will return on this in coming
weeks. We have plenty of time. I have a feeling that in the year 2023, there'll be lots of news about
the laptop. I'm going to be reeling you in on this.
I'm waiting to see the crime charged.
It's quite all right. We've made some progress here, Chris.
We're a third of the way there.
We've nudged you.
Chris Hine, Curtis Lewa. We'll be back.
It's the left versus the right. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Lewa in the left corner. Christopher Hahn.
Oh, a little Pearl Jam.
Hold on a second.
You guys are so off your game in the studio. I thought for sure you'd be playing Michael Jackson, a pedophile on a pedestal for this segment. Right? Come on, MJ. They have a Broadway show, a musical.
I can't believe that, by the way. This is a little weird, right?
Yeah. Sold out.
Well, his
Michael
music
Jackson.
Was great, but he was a flawed human being.
Going to be doing the moonwalk.
By the way, if you missed any part of this episode of Chris Hahn, Curtis Lee with Left versus Right, go to leftversrightshow.com right now and download the podcast. Well, you can download it in a little while. It's not up yet.
And then I remember Chris Hahn. The whole flap about Roman Polanski, who fled prosecution in California, where he got a standing ovation by the Academy Awards.
And so did Will Smith after he punched somebody in the face.
No, I understand, but clearly a pedophile.
But, you know, could we, like, he was a pedophile, and we know he was a pedophile.
Quick side story.
Yeah.
So I'm the Grand Marshal of the Pulaski Day Parade coming out of St. Patrick's Cathedral, you know, the tux, the tail, I'm wearing the red beret. And there's a tourist bus.
Did you wear
bus.
A red jacket
no.
over the tux?
No.
Regular tux.
Regular tux.
Oh, look at you.
So a tour bus is there from San Diego, and I have Guardian Angels in San Diego, so people recognize me. They say, Curtis, I don't understand. The Polish people honor Roman Polanski? This is the Polanski Day Parade? I said, no, it's Pulaski.
Like the highway.
Oh, God. But anyway, you wanted to bring up the whole subject of pedophilia.
Yeah, so it's not the subject of pedophilia. It's this Marjorie Taylor Greene and some others. Whenever somebody disagrees with them politically, their first instinct is to call that person a pedophile. Now, I'm sorry. If you can't make a coherent argument to combat what your political opponent is saying, you probably shouldn't be in politics. Calling somebody a pedophile because you disagree with them. She literally called Mitt Romney a pedophile this week for supporting Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. Where are we in American politics? I want to get to a point in political politics where it's like us. We disagree all the time, but you know what? We generally respect
each
other.
Let me take you back. A comparison. Comedy Central. Remember when Bill Maher had his program on Comedy Central?
It was on ABC, actually.
Right. And he was a bomb thrower then, a real bomb thrower.
Yeah.
He had on his battling partner, Ann Coulter.
All the time.
Another bomb thrower. So I was on one of those panels, and they're like at each other's throat. You thought for sure, right, they were going to kill one another.
No, they were like making out in the hallway.
Right, so we're, we're outside, and they say, hey, Curtis, you want to come out partying with us? And I got Guardian Angel stuff to do. And
I
got to
go walk. I got to go walk on the subway platform now. Sorry, I can't go to whatever nice
they
club.
They walked out arm in arm.
Yeah, they were buddies.
Party. But that's what I'm saying. When you deal with Green or Getz or some of these others, you're really dealing with bomb throwers.
They're bomb throwers, but they take it to a level that is inappropriate, right? Like Monica Crowley, who's worked in the Trump administration, her and I used to be on Fox News together all the time. And we would fight, we would disagree, but I would never call her a pedophile.
Of course,
I would never say she was un-American. She would never say that about me.
Right.
We would have these conversations and that we would disagree on the issues. We would try to make our case.
But you were performing in an old school way.
It's time for...
This is a new Jack way.
But we can't... Like, our politics will never heal if the leaders of both parties, when they see that going on, allow that to continue. Like Kevin McCarthy got all bent out of shape last week because Madison Cawthorn talked about the Coke parties and the orgies that Republican members of Congress have been inviting him to. Why aren't you getting bent out of shape about Marjorie Taylor Greene calling not Democrats? She's called lots of Democrats pedophiles. She's calling three Republicans, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. She called them pedophiles.
So what do you want to do to her? She's been elected
by
her constituents.
I want to see the leadership in the House of Representatives. I want to see Kevin McCarthy make a statement about her losing his trust in the same way he has made a statement about Madison Cawthorn, who probably told the truth. You and I talked about this last week.
What Rod do you Stone mean, said, probably told the truth?
I'm pretty sure he told the truth.
That he just blanketly indicted everybody.
Well, not everybody. Some people were doing coke in front of him in the House.
Well, who,
some people were inviting him to orgies.
Who? You know, he knows names.
I would imagine it was Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's, you know, people like to throw stones usually are the ones you got to watch out for.
But the bomb throwers exist, the squad of bomb throwers.
They don't call people pedophiles.
Oh, no, but they go to other extremes. You know that. They've done that because they know that's how you get attention.
I think it's a dehumanization of your opponent, which is dangerous, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's a new school way of getting attention.
Well, people got to get attention. Maybe they should get a radio show like us, which we'll be back again next week. Chris Hahn, Curtis Sleeve. You are the left versus the right. Thanks for listening, America.